No, oh, good. So
how can you be this optimistic and this negative guy?
How can we be this optimistic? Well, because the optimism that we get is because from having traveled, when you look at the main media, you see all the terrible things that are happening, all the war and the greed and the suffering and everything like that, and it's front and center, you know, it's the top of everything. And I'm not saying it's not happening and it's not terrible, but the majority of people in the world are getting on with their day. You go to Senegal, you go to Ghana, he's not thinking about the situation in Israel or George Bush or all the other problems of the world. He's thinking about, I hope my kids have got enough food, I hope my mum's okay, like all of us. I hope she fancies me, you know. He's thinking, most people are getting on with. And another thing that we felt optimistic about was when we talk a lot about globalization and how Nike or McDonald's or Coca-Cola, you know, they're spreading through places and ruining culture and getting rid of culture, and culture's disappearing. And another thing that we noticed when we were traveling was that, yes, it is a shame that this guy in Senegal is wearing a Nike basketball top. But the fact of the matter is that he's still beating his grandfather's drum in the street. And his kid will beat the same drum. And culture is a lot stronger than those things that we were, and products. And it's a lot stronger than we think. Even though we are right to be worried and we are right to protect it, it's not all. It made us feel the journey made us feel in that way optimistic. Yeah. Does anybody else feel optimistic? I had an interesting afternoon today with a group famous in Holland called Bluff, who were here today. And we were talking about projects they were doing. Why did I bring them up? Oh yeah, that's right. We were talking about this thing they just told me about, which was I'd never heard of before in Holland, just be normal, just be average. You know, don't just be, what's the phrase? Just be, yeah. It's like a national motto. Don't stand out. If somebody's too ostentatious, he has a big car, he's like, the thing about the cutting the head with the grass and being mean to people who are standing out, if it's not good to, and like the singer of Bluff had these really cool sunglasses. They weren't particularly rock star. They're normal, just cool, nice, fairly expensive, but, you know, they didn't have glitter on them and silver stars, right? You know, they were just kind of normal, but, you know, he was worried that they were a bit too rock star. You know, this is a guy who sells, you know, sold millions of albums in this country, you know. If anybody should be wearing those sunglasses, he should be wearing them. But we were talking about this thing about just be average, and I wanted to see if you all knew about it, and you do. Is everybody feeling average this evening? We don't have that in England. We have just keep quiet in England. And in America, we have just be extraordinary. And that just be average thing is, I wonder, is it a humility thing, or is it a fear thing, or is it a victim, personal victim thing? Anyone care to comment? You're a talkative bunch tonight, I must say. You sat in the freezing cold, you've come all the way here, you've paid your 700 euros each. That's right, isn't it, Rico? And you're not saying anything. I'll carry on talking. My parents never played with me when I was small. Are they fun? Okay. Calvinistic.
We call it the Calvinistic religion, but we're from the south, so it must be not true for us.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you all for coming. It's very late. We started late. It's pouring with rain. I think it's a miracle that I can still see people sitting in front of me. One World, One Voice. I never actually saw it all the way through. But yeah, I know Kevin Godley. And I like One World, One Voice was the first thing that I ever worked on when I was 15. doing the graphics, painting the red for somebody. I can't remember what I was doing. And there was a project called One World, One Voice. And unluckily for them, in those days, the equipment you needed, you had to have two lorries going across Africa. It was a nightmare. But we had just a laptop was enough. We were lucky, you know. Yeah, just a digital camera and a laptop. So I am very, very, very grateful that you're all still sitting here. As I said, it's a very late night. I hope to come back soon and meet you all again. Thank you very, very much for sitting this way.
Jamie Cattell.